Good morning. A dry and cold start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone starting off in the teens as a cold high pressure center remains in control. That high will slide off the eastern seaboard today, and a strong southerly wind will develop, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. This will drive in not only milder air, but more moisture in the form of thickening clouds during the day, and temperatures will reach into the lower to mid-30s on average for daytime highs. With that increase in moisture and a warm front pushing through, we run the risk at light and spotty precipitation, mainly in the form of rain and snow showers, but also the possibility of some light freezing rain by sunset as well. This system will continue to push through the area tonight with more snow showers, freezing rain, sleet, and rain showers from time to time. Temperatures, though, will hold steady and generally in the lower 30s. As this system passes through during the course of the morning on Thursday, we'll continue the risk of some spotty mixed precipitation in the morning before we dry things out in the afternoon. High temperatures on Thursday will manage to get back up into the upper 30s. Another cold area of high pressure will then build in for Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. Temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s for overnight lows on New Year's Eve. And we'll start out dry, sunny, and cold on New Year's Day before temperatures start to climb back up toward freezing. At the same time, another and more potent system will head our way from the Gulf of Mexico. Its track toward the Great Lakes will put us on the milder side of the system, and clouds will increase and thicken during the day on Friday. And by Friday evening, we'll break out into some mixed precipitation again, perhaps starting as some snow and sleet, then changing to a period of freezing rain, and eventually, and probably not until Friday night, just plain rain. There'll be the chance of some leftover rain showers on Saturday, with highs bouncing back into the 40s before another disturbance approaches from the coast on Sunday, with a chance of mixed precipitation and highs in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an amplified upper-level trough, which is currently diving through northwestern Mexico, will produce a surface low that will move out from the Central Plains and into the Great Lakes. Heavy snow is expected to spread from the Great Plains into the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, where 4 to 8 inches of snow is likely, with the possibility of localized amounts exceeding 8 inches. Freezing rain is expected from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Midwest, with up to 1/10 of an inch of ice accumulating around the Iowa-Illinois border. Heavy snow is likely to develop over western Texas as cold air surges to the south on the backside of this system. As this storm develops over the southern plains, it'll pull in Gulf of Mexico moisture and produce heavy rain from the southern plains to the lower and mid-Mississippi and Tennessee valleys on Thursday. A slight risk of excessive rainfall is in effect over parts of the aforementioned area as a result, and also severe storms are possible. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 7 degrees with a northwest wind at 74, gusting to 93 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 8 below zero. In Albany this morning, mostly cloudy skies and 17 degrees, the dew point 14, 88% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.45 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 40s, Boston increasing clouds, upper 30s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with snow, sleet, and eventually rain with highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 35 degrees, the low 16, the average temperature 26, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 27.4 inches of snow for the season, which is 11.7 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high, 53, set in 1984, and the record low, 21 below zero, in 1933. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:31 p.m. 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds and becoming breezy today with highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy and breezy with rain, snow, and sleet tonight with lows around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds becoming breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, becoming breezy with snow, sleet, and rain showers moving in today with highs in the mid 30s. Cloudy and breezy with rain, snow, and sleet tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid 30s. Cloudy and breezy with rain, snow, and sleet tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds becoming breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 30s. Cloudy and breezy with rain, snow, and sleet tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, chance of rain showers, then partly sunny, upper 30s. Dry and cold to start on New Year's Day, then snow and sleet moving in by the end of the day, changing to rain at night in the mid-30s. A chance of showers in the mid-40s on Saturday, a chance of rain and snow showers in the mid-30s on Sunday, and mostly sunny in the mid-30s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.